This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
In previous commentaries, I've talked about the dollar's loss of value. We often provide a chart that was generated by the Bureau of Labor Statistics. It shows that the dollar has lost 95% of its purchasing power. In a recent keynote speech in Prague, Michael Saylor of MicroStrategy put together a presentation with numerous graphs. They show even more accurately the decline of the dollar, as well as the decline of other currencies around the world. His YouTube presentation makes a powerful statement. For example, he has one slide that shows the U.S. dollar loses 99% of its value when compared to gold. Gold is not scarce. More of it is pulled from the ground each year. He then shows another graph of something even more scarce. The dollar loses 99.8% of its value compared to the 50 most valuable companies in the S&P. This is worse for other countries because foreign currencies are collapsing against the dollar. The Argentine peso loses 99.9% versus the dollar in the last 20 years. His chart shows that the Turkish lira loses 95% versus the dollar, but the latest loss is probably closer to 97%. And the Indian rupee loses 90% versus the dollar since 1980. This puts our current financial circumstances in some perspective. The dollar is like a melting ice cube. The value is declining every year. But imagine what it is like to live in many of these countries with even more inflation and currency declining in value. He concludes by showing a chart of asset performance since August 2020. Those percentages show how to preserve your wealth in a world where currency is declining in value. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For a free booklet on the biblical view on wokeness, go to viewpoints.info/wokeness. That's viewpoints.info/wokeness.